According to the legend, immediately after his birth, the Buddha said, "Above the heavens, below the earth, I alone am the world-honored one." Of course, we know that newborn infants don't talk. So what is the significance of this story? We might conclude that it is supposed to convey the idea that the Buddha was a special person who must have had unique powers and abilities. This might even encourage us to pay attention to his teaching. And yet, don't we all come into this world believing that we alone are at its center? A newborn infant naturally feels that their needs and comfort are of prime importance. Before long, we begin to realize that we are one among many, and hopefully, we are able to appreciate the codependent nature of the world in which we live. So, let me begin by posing a few questions you might consider. Am I ever truly alone? Can I be the center and object of my practice? Do I believe that my practice effort is for and about me? Before meals at Sesshin, we recite the meal verses, which begin with, 72 laborers brought us this food. We should know how it comes to us. The number 72 is symbolic, since we can't know all of the efforts that went into producing our meal from the soil to our bowl. But everything in life is like this, from our clothes to our cell phone to the house we live in. And our practice is no exception. Do we ever consider all the factors that go into supporting our practice? There are many. But for me, the most important element of support is what we call the Sangha. It's those we practice with. The purest form of practice is in supporting those with whom we share our practice effort. And the simplest and most effective way to do that is something you have already done. You showed up. Thank you for doing that. Making the simple effort of being here is a precious gift, the value of which we seldom appreciate. In general terms, showing up is what our practice is all about. We show up for Zazen. We show up for this breath. We show up for this experiencing moment. And by doing this over and over, we learn how to show up for our life as it is. Of course, we tend to believe that our practice is about fixing or improving ourselves. But what we call the self is simply the experience of our thoughts, feelings, opinions, judgments, etc., etc. These are what Dogen suggests that we study, which means that we are aware of them and see them for what they are. That's how we avoid being caught by them and believing they are who and what we are. In realizing that awareness is our true nature, we have forgotten the self. There is really nothing special we need to do. Just be this experiencing moment. Then, what self is there to forget? Every once in a while, we might get a glimpse into the reality beyond the self. This usually occurs unexpectedly. It's not something we can seek, but it is something we need to be open to. We could say that our practice is about learning how to leave the door open so that our true nature can enter and manifest freely. What we realize is that our practice is not about or for ourselves. The Buddha expressed it as, "I and all beings have attained the way." Dogen referred to it as body-mind dropping away. But however it's described, it is the realization that the self we cling to and strive to satisfy is a construct, what I call a functional illusion. The self doesn't disappear, but becomes transparent, and we see this life as it really is. So, this brings us back to the treasure we call Sangha. If we speak of Buddha as unity and Dharma as diversity, then Sangha is harmony. Unity by itself has no function. Diversity by itself has no focus. Harmony is required to meld the two into a living being, and the Sangha is a living being. In a broad sense, it's all beings. In a strict sense, it's a community of friends practicing together in order to clarify and maintain awareness, to realize and manifest the awakened way. No one can do it alone. To believe we can is a self-centered dream. The Sangha, in a broad or strict sense, is the opportunity to give up ourselves, forget self, and manifest compassion. That's what our practice is all about. And it's how we realize that we are, and always have been, surrounded by Buddhas.